What? Jaina couldn't imagine the force that would prevent either of the two from returning to their home. Why not?
The Moffs, her father explained. They were pretty mad about that commando raid on Nickel One, so they made a special strain of nano-killer just for Fett and dropped a few tons of it into Mondalore's atmosphere. If he or Amirta ever go back there, it's just a matter of time before it gets them.
That's terrible. Jaina thought of Myrta and her plans with Guess, and she felt terrible. Are you sure? Unfortunately, yes, her mother said. Tahiri reported it during her first questioning, and the Moffs confirmed it.
They claim there's no way to fix it, Han said. A Mandalore who can never set foot on Mandalore. Kind of poetic justice, isn't it?
It might be justice, but I wouldn't call it poetic, Jaina said. It's just sad. Especially for Myrta.
A silence fell over the room, just long enough for her mother to shoot her father a be-careful look. Then Leia said,
Well, we do have some good news. Jag is coming to see me?
As soon as he can, her father promised. He's been pretty busy with the peace conference right now. The Moffs seem to keep getting the idea that they're the ones who won this war.
Won? Jaina raised her brow. The war is over? Completely?
Her mother nodded.
They're having the ceremony now.
She retrieved the remote from its storage pocket in Jaina's hover rest cabinet and pointed it at the vidscreen suspended near the ceiling.
We might be able to catch the last part.
As the screen activated, it showed the image of a large dais that had been erected in the vast main hangar of a Star Destroyer. At the front of the dais stood a podium and a high table bearing a single sheet of flimsoplast covered in scrawls that appeared to be the signatures of the long row of dignitaries seated at the rear of the platform. A tall, regal-looking woman in a white admiral's uniform with green eyes and long copper hair going to gray was taking the podium to tremendous applause. And a caption at the bottom of the screen read, New Alliance Chief of State, Dala.
Dala? Jaina gasped. Very funny, guys, but I'm not really in the mood for practical jokes.
Her parents glanced nervously at each other. Then her father said,
No joke, kid. That's the only hitch with the peace deal. Boitu wouldn't take the job. He said he's an admiral, not a liar.
What he actually said was that he didn't think he was cunning enough to last in the job, her mother interrupted. And then he recommended Admiral Dala instead.
I think the old goat's got a thing for her, her father said.
Her mother shot him a scowl of exasperation.
The admiral's feelings are speculation, of course, she said. But Dala turned out to be the only universally acceptable choice.
Universally? Jaina asked. Really?
Well, some of the Moffs squirmed a bit, her father admitted. But then Jag worked out a deal where Dala promised to let bygones be bygones, as long as half of the new Moffs are female.
Jaina's head was spinning. Female Moffs? Dala in charge of the Alliance? That wasn't going to be good for the Jedi. But maybe it didn't need to be, if it meant an end to the war.
Dala might not be that bad, her father said. Give her a chance.
Okay. I was just thinking of what Kaidus sacrificed at the end. There was a second when he just stopped fighting so he could warn Tenel Ka.
Jaina could not bring herself to look at her parents when she told them this next part, but she had to tell. They deserved to know.
I think he became Jason again for a second before I killed him. Jaina, it's okay.
Her mother started to reach for her arm again, then barely caught herself.
If you had hesitated, you would be the dead one.
Jaina shook her head.
I could have given him a second. If I had, maybe he could have made Tenel Ka understand in time to save Alana.
Jaina forced herself to look back to her parents and was amazed to see that they didn't appear all that upset. In fact, they looked a little bit guilty.
Yeah, about that, her father said. There's something we haven't been able to tell you yet.
Jaina frowned.
What?
Her mother went to the door and opened it, then said,
Amelia, would you come in here for a minute?
Jaina looked to her father.
Amelia?
A war orphan, he said. Turns out the kid's force sensitive. Your mother and I are going to be acting as guardians while she's at the Jedi Academy.
Jaina began to grow very suspicious.
An orphan? That's how it was explained to us, her mother said. But it's possible the mother just felt the Jedi Academy would be a safer environment than she was able to provide.
She ushered a nervous-looking child of about 4 or 5 into the room. The girl had a swarthy complexion and short-cropped black hair, and for a minute it actually fooled Jaina. But the button nose was a bit of a giveaway, as was the familiar hint of her brother and Tenel Ka in the girl's force presence.
Hello, Jaina,
Alana's small voice said.
They tell me we're going to be sisters now.
Jaina smiled, her heart suddenly filling with a joy she had not thought imaginable just 10 seconds earlier.
I guess we are, Amelia. Welcome to the family.
This is Mark Thompson. We hope you have enjoyed this production of Star Wars: Legacy of the Force, Invincible, by Troy Denning. This program was produced, directed, and abridged by Kevin Thompson. Executive producer, Dan Zitt. Star Wars: Legacy of the Force, Invincible, is a production of Lucasfilm Limited, copyright 2007. All rights reserved. Used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music published by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music Master Production Copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.